Tom Ceratore now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Statistically, Tom, you guys were dominant, but this game isn't played on paper with statistics. But I thought overall, first game out, there were an awful lot of positives for you guys.
Oh, big time. No, we played a good game, and it's just too bad that it was a big goose egg because we generated a lot of scoring chances. I mean, the scoring chances, I don't know what it's going to be when it's – I guarantee we had 25. And, 20-25, they probably had maybe 10, maybe. But it is what it is. And the guys worked hard. I thought our style of play, our puck pressure was good. I thought our possession game was overly pretty good. We missed the net a lot, but they pack it in. But we didn't have great net front presence, but it's early in the year. We got to keep some guys in front of the net, get one of their guys to occupy our guy. Those are a few things I saw from the bench. The rest of it, though, we got to watch some tape, Schultze.
Yeah, for a first game, though, Tom, not a lot of odd man rushes defensively, pretty strong, not a lot of turnovers. Obviously, turnovers are a big part of the game. It's going to happen, but not the blatant kind that cause, goals the other way.
Right. No, I agree, Biss. It wasn't bad. I mean, the second goal, we needed to keep a puck low. We talk about forcing pucks up the wall. I mean, we want to go low to high, but we want to make sure, too, that the low to high is open. And we forced a bobbled puck, and it gets hard. And then next thing you know, they score 25 seconds later, but it's a result of moving the puck up the wall when you shouldn't versus keeping a puck low. So whatever. I mean, those are some things that we just have to – we'll address. We'll watch some tape. But overall, I really liked how we played. And, again, I hope we have that same kind of energy tomorrow.
Generally speaking, you want to see a quite substantial jump from – end of your freshman year to your sophomore year, and I thought Yuri Väisänen came through with flying colors.
Well, Yuri
is all over the ice.
Can really skate. I mean, that's what you know. He can really skate.
Well, and you saw the new guys as well. I mean, Jackson Jetting looked like he's been taking faceoffs all his life and creating some opportunities. I thought the new guys did pretty well.
Jutch is good on the dot, really good on the dot. We got some good faceoff guys, and I don't know what we were tonight, but I bet you we were 65%. I know after two periods we were 18-9.
Yeah, so. It was 9-7 in the third for you.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
So basically, if my mathematics is right, that's 27-16.
16,
so,
very good, yeah. Tom. Yeah, you pay attention to those faces.
Not bad after a loss. Usually the math goes, it's sideways after a loss. But
that's actually a pretty low number of faceoffs.
Big time.
There was a lot of skating tonight.
Well, there really was, and I noticed that just with the TV timeouts. That in the third period, we had the TV timeout with, I think it was the 10-minute TV timeout at 4, whatever. Not yet. No, yeah. It was the other one. It was
the second period.
Yeah. It was. But it was. We had some TV timeouts that really got backed up is what I was getting at.
Well, in the first 3.5 minutes of the game, there wasn't a faceoff. There was no stoppage.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Usually first game's a little, you see the... people trying to get the cobwebs and getting back into the game, but this one felt like a mid-season game.
Well, no, absolutely. Hey, they're kid. Their kid played well. I mean, he played a hell of a game. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, he played a hell of a game.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show tonight.